各位早晨，好感謝主今日能夠在這裡講道。上個禮拜我Bob 和師母和我就去了 DC 那裡開會，很多人在那裡認識你們的，我不知道你們認不認識人在Chinese Christian Church of DC， 你認識一些人，很多人都在那裡問候你們。我講英文啦，多謝曬 Michael。I'm a big believer in the Word of God. I think today's society what you got psychedelic or whole seal and sick sinking. When I started one is a congregation and one is a church in New York.The first thing I started was a Bible study, right? 查經會, right? Because what would you do to win people to Jesus Christ except with the Word of God, right? I remember this one Bible study we started, it was a Thursday night in our home.The church only got about 20 or 30 people.But we had about 50 people in our Bible study. All we did was study the Word of God. And people would come into a place where we didn't have enough room. They would be sitting outside, standing outside the window, listening in. I totally credit that with the Word of God.I think today in our society, I was preaching this morning about it, a lot of churches today don't know the Word of God. In fact, we base our understanding of God and about the scriptures on what we see on television. Last year, we had this movie that was really big, especially amongst Christians, called A Shack.
上一年有一個電影叫《小屋》，係好多基督徒都係覺得係一基督教嘅電影。
And we actually had a Sunday school, English Sunday school class to discuss it.
喺英文嘅主日學裏面，我哋都有去研究呢個《小屋》嘅電影。
I'm not recommending that you read a book or see the movie.
我唔係叫大家去睇個電影或者去讀嗰本《小屋》嘅書。
But I want to tell you, so many Christian and churches embraced it.
但係我可以話俾你聽，好多教會都係根據佢哋嘅教導，都係用呢個小屋呢個電影同埋呢本書嚟講。
It basically describes God in physical form。
嗰本書同埋嗰個電影就係形容神係一個物質性嘅個體。
And God was a black lady in some southern kind of town。
佢形容神係一個黑人嘅女士喺一個南方嘅小鎮。
And she loves to listen to secular music. And I won't tell you the whole story, but essentially every theological understanding is wrong. But people loved it. Especially Christians. Because it makes them feel so good about you know, who they are.Like God will forgive you of anything and everything. Your sin will never hurt you. And there's no such thing as hell. And God is just this wonderful, wonderful person that just, you know, you feel good about. And that's what's happening in today's society, where when we understand God, the gospel, the Bible, everything is a feel-good thing.
睇呢部電影嗰度，佢會覺得，哎，電影裡面話，樣樣都好好嘅，唔需要你。
Let me tell you, if you have children that are teenagers, or you have grandchildren out of that, rest assured, this is the message they're getting all the time.
如果你有啲小朋友或者有孫嘅，這個世界就是傳播的就是這種訊息。
You say, so what? What's the problem with that?
那有什麼問題呢其實?
The problem is because it's wrong.
問題就是這個是錯的。
It's false, it's not true.
這個是不正確的。
And if your children and grandchildren are going that direction, you need to know they don't know Jesus Christ.
如果你的孫子或者是你的兒女從學識這件事的話，那他就是離開神的話。
See, that kind of theology today is basically saying everything is okay with your life and don't worry about eternity, you'll be just fine.
這些神學理論就是說什麼都沒問題。
And it's wrong.
是錯的。
One of the things I've been doing, and I've been doing this in the English congregation, is I've been methodically expository preaching through the Word of God.
在英文堂裡面，我們都是查考神的話語很仔細的。
And it takes a long time, you know.
要花很多時間。
You know, in 1 Corinthians, I finished it finally. It took 36 weeks.
我們花了五到六的時間去多倫多前書。
I finished Philippians. It took 18 weeks, four chapters.
16, 18 去腓立比書。
And so I began the book of Romans, and I'm in the middle of chapter 4 right now.
現在我查到羅馬書的第四章。
So this morning I just preached the 15th message.
今天我就在英文堂裡面講第十五篇。
And some people say, well, you know what, Pastor, you are going to be boring as can be. How can you be so slow?
有人可能說何牧師那是否那麼慢的你說得
See, what we do usually is we take the word of God and we pick certain parts of it and preach that, right? It's easy.
很多時候我們講到都是在聖經裡面查一段那是很簡單的去講。
That's why sometimes I've done tons of conference speaking. It's easy to be a conference speaker.
去那些大會裡面講話其實很容易。
Give me a theme, I'll pick the best messages I have, right?
你講個題目我就在聖經裡面找一段聖經來講。
The last thing I'm ever going to preach in a conference is women in ministry. I'm not going to preach about that.
有一個我不會講就是在女性在事工裡面的角色。
I'm not going to preach also about homosexuality in conferences, okay?
在大會裡面我都不會講同性戀的。
And I'm definitely not going to preach about Abraham and circumcision in conferences, which I did this morning.
在大會裡面也不會講亞伯拉罕同埋割禮嘅。
But you know what? God gave us the Scripture for a purpose.
神俾我哋嘅話語係有佢嘅目的嘅。
Not for us to pick and choose the ones we like.
唔係俾我哋揀中意邊段就讀邊段。
We need to know the Scripture so that we can grow deep in the Word of God.
我哋要查神嘅話語先至可以喺裡面扎根。
And that's how you mature as a Christian.
我哋咁樣先可以成熟。
That's how you can successfully minister to other people.
咁我哋先可以向其他人傳講神嘅道。
Because if not, people are going to say you don't even know what you believe in.
如果唔係人哋都話你哋基督徒都唔知自己講乜。
And if somebody says, you know, there's no hell.
人人都話冇地獄嘅呢個世界。
You say, oh, maybe there isn't any hell.
真係冇地獄嘅咩？
Or if someone says, you know, God is love, He's going to love you, so forgive anything and everything about your life. And you say, you know, that makes sense. I like a God like that. But you don't know the Word of God. And we need to know that God is righteous and holy. You know, one of the things that is out there in this world is this. There's a phrase called my truth. This is common now. Very common with young people, millennials particularly. Yeah, I think Oprah Winfrey introduced it and it's gone on all over the place. You know, you have your truth, I have my truth. And so you think I'm a boy, I think I'm a girl. Well, none of your business what I think, right?
我覺得咩就係咩啦，唔關你事。
It's my truth.
我嘅真理就係真理。
And so one of my truths that people like is God is love.
我嘅真理其中一個就係神是愛。
So He'll never send anybody to hell.
所以佢就唔會送任何人去地獄。
Why are you such a racist? Why are you such a bigot to say that God will send me to hell?
點解你成日都話人去地獄咧
？That's my truth.
依個係我嘅真理。
Then you say, what about Hitler? Adolf Hitler? Will God send Adolf Hitler to hell?
Hitler 會唔會落地獄咁樣？
Then he said, yeah, I think he would send him to hell.
或者佢會嘅，我諗。
But not me.
但係一定唔會我。
Not my parents.
我父母都唔會去地獄嘅。
You see, we got our truth.
有啲我哋有覺得我哋嘅真理。
But it's important for us to know the Word of God.
好重要嘅就係我哋喺神嘅話語裡面扎根。
And so I want to share with you today from Romans chapter 3.
今日我同大家分享嘅經文係羅馬書第三章。
This is the pivotal passage in the book of Romans.
呢段係非常非常重要嘅經文。
It's important if you care about salvation.
如果你重視救恩嘅呢段就係。
If you care about being saved.
你
Now, I want to encourage you, if the Lord ministers to you today in this message, then you go home and read the first three chapters before you read this again. You see, before you think you need to be saved, you need to know that you're lost, right? Before the GPS days, I used to be very good at directions. I followed the stars, literally. I said, sun is over here. Okay, I got to go that way. You know, Barbara is terrible at direction. She can barely get home. But now with the GPS, everybody got the same thing. But I remember one time I was driving, and I was somewhere in Pennsylvania, eastern Pennsylvania. And I was trying to get home to New York. So Barbara was there, and we must have driven at least an hour. No GPS, right? So suddenly I got a sense, it was a night, I think I'm going the wrong direction. And sure enough, I was going west, the opposite direction. Of course I don't tell Barbara, I kind of get, oh, it's time to get off an exit, you know, make a U-turn. And, but she's pretty smart. She said, wait a minute, what did you just do? We're lost, aren't we? We're lost. You see, before I knew I was lost, I didn't need to be saved. I just kind of keep going that direction. I'll end up in California. And so it's important for us to understand that we are lost. And the great thing is, God has given us a gift. In that gift, all right, what is it? What is that so important about this gift? Now just remember, this gift, it's not something you earn, right? You can't earn it. If you get a gift, you didn't pay for it. If you pay for it, it's not a gift. You know, you bought it. I was telling the congregation this morning how on the mission field, that's one of the things the missionaries like to do, and they got to be careful with this one. And like places like the Philippines, places like Eastern Europe and all, they like to do that. Missionaries would gather, VBS kids, you know, they come and do one of these programs, and they present the gospel. Now, most people don't understand grace, so they don't understand gifts. All religions, including Buddhism, it's about work, you know, you work for it. So the missionaries want to teach them what a gift is, what grace is. And so they'll take out a dollar bill, right? A dollar bill. A dollar bill is nothing for us. And they'll say, this dollar bill, I'm going to give it to you for free. Nothing you can do about it. You don't have to tell me I'm nice, you don't have to bring me things, nothing. Just come and take it. It's for you. Free. So they use that as an illustration, you know, to give you a gift because God is giving you the gift of salvation, right? But the problem is, you see, in those countries, a dollar bill is a lot. For instance, in the Philippines, that's 50 pesos. For instance, in Ukraine, that dollar bill is 27 hryvnias. Some people work all day for two times that. So the parents sitting with the kids, go get it, man, go get it, go on. Of course, they all running up to get it. And then the missionaries feel good. See, that's what salvation is. And it's a good illustration. Except There's a rumor that will go afterward that, oh, those missionaries are bribing our children for salvation, you know? You become a Christian, I give you a dollar, you know? But that's what a gift is. A gift is you earn nothing. And in the book of Romans, it's talking about the gift. And what is this gift? It's called salvation, yes. But what is salvation? See, because Romans says and tells us that we are lost, we need to be saved. Salvation is the righteousness of God. See, we are ugly, we're sinners. And because of that, we can't be saved. We need righteousness to be saved. The only righteousness that can save us is the righteousness of God. So I want to share with you this. I found this, and you guys probably know this already, but I'm going to share with you anyway. The righteousness of God. It's made up of two words in Chinese. You know that, right? Do I have a slide there for that? Okay, righteous. See that? Righteousness of God. You see that word there? That is the word E, right? Okay. Now, you see the word there, and maybe next slide I can show you. It's made up of two words.
Yeah,
Chinese words are wonderful. They're so picturesque. You can really appreciate them, you know? So that word yi is made up of the word yearn and or, right?
You see that, right?
Okay. So you see the word or, right? That's me, I. Right? You know what that is about, right? You know how that word came to be? Basically, the word or is the picture of a hand, a man's hand. Holding a knife. You see the jump at the end, right? It's holding a knife. It's man's hand holding a knife. It's interesting that Chinese people knew that people, me, or we're selfish people, we're angry people, we're violent people, we're sinners. We get this, I want this, I want that, you know, that's me, here, hand with a knife, that's me. Interesting, right? I love Chinese words, they're so good. Once upon a time I knew more, but not anymore. And then you see the lamb, right? It's interesting. So they put the two words together, the lamb on top of the eye. And it equals the word righteousness, E, or perfection. So basically, a man is a sinner and he needs help. For us to be righteous, we need a lamb, a scapegoat, to take away our sins. Now, you know when these words were created in China?
你知不知道自己何時開始,
4,000 years ago. They didn't copy it from the days of Jesus, okay?
他沒有去,
if you go to the Bible, you find the lamb that was slain, Jesus, for us. That's how we become righteous. You see, we're sinners. We need to be saved by grace. So you know what my truth? You know what my truth is? My truth is I'm a sinner. My truth is God's truth, and without God, I cannot be saved. I cannot have righteousness. So what is the gift? The gift is the righteousness of God, not me. There's nothing I can do. You see, the problem is, you see, all the people, all the religions of this world is all about doing things.
Alright,
go to the next slide. These are scriptures here. First of all, it says, but now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested. In other words, God has given that to manifest it.
经文里面说,但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明,是神显明给我们看的。
Here's another thing we need to understand. There is, actually, there is a very famous pastor.
另外一样大家要明白的就是有一个很出名的牧师。
Just recently, he wrote an article. You know who that pastor is. Actually, I'll say his name because he put it out there. Andy Stanley.
有一個好出名嘅牧師。
And you got to pray for him, okay? He wrote an article and he said basically that Christians need to unhitch themselves from the Old Testament.
佢話佢寫篇文章裡面話人要脱離舊約呢個概念。
He's saying that the Old Testament doesn't matter anymore.
舊約唔重要啦，已經。
Not so.
唔係咯。
See, even as Paul writes in the New Testament, he talks about the Old Testament here. The second line there says, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. He's talking about all this stuff that God has given to us is already stated in the Old Testament.
這段就是很好的例子了，他就講到有律法和先知為證，所以舊約是重要的。
So the righteousness of God has been stated in the Old Testament. It is manifested now through faith in Jesus Christ.
是神的義在舊約裡面為顯明出來，跟著再在主耶穌基督裡面再顯明。
And all the people who believe, there's no difference. If you believe this, you will have the righteousness of God.
所有的顯明都是神的義在律法上面的。
So, here is what we need to know.
這個就是我們要知道
的。It is the righteousness of God, the gift.
神的義就是我們的禮物。
And secondly, it is really needed.
第二樣就係你真係好需要。
Go to the next slide. We see the scripture there, verse 21.
去到第21節下一章，唔該。
Okay, that should be verse 21. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
因為世人都犯了罪，虧欠了神嘅榮耀。
You memorize this verse, right?
大家都記得呢段啊嘛，係嘛
？Do you know what that means?
你知唔知點解咧
？Okay, so we go on a trip tomorrow. Okay, you come with me.
We're going
to go to Galveston.
我們去 Galveston 的地方。
You know, Galveston is a real nice place, but the water is terrible.
Galveston 挺好，不過水就不好。
I just went there recently with my son and daughter-in-law, and they're scared to go in the water, it's so dirty.
我們去到 Galveston 的時候，同我
兒女。Okay, let's go there. And if you've been to Galveston, you know there's a pier, right? There's a new pier they built after Ike.
Galveston 裡面有一個碼頭。
And there's all kinds of playthings there. We all go to that pier, right?
很多東西玩的，我們都去玩。
And then we go all the way to the edge of the pier. There's a fence.
去到那個盡頭的時候，有一個欄杆。
And I tell you, okay, we're gonna run to the fence as fast as we can.
我們要跑到那個欄杆越快越好。
And we're gonna jump over the fence and try to jump to Mexico.
我們要跳過欄杆，跟住跳落墨西哥。
Now, a few of you, I think some of the guys in the front here, you'll probably jump further than me because you look pretty good.
前面嗰排可能有啲人都跳得比我遠啲嘅。
Now, I'm pretty old, but I still jump further than some of you, right?
我雖然老，但係都跳得幾遠下㗎。
But most of us are not going to jump further than 8 feet off the pier, right?
但係你跳極都跳唔到。
And we're going to go in the water and the shark will eat us, right?
你跳到落水，鯊魚都食埋你啦。
You see, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我哋都犯咗罪，虧欠咗神嘅榮耀。
We can jump all we want, we can't make it to Mexico.
我哋可以跳，但系跳極都跳唔到去墨西哥嘅。
That's why we need grace.
所以我哋就要神嘅恩典。
We can't get that righteousness.
我哋冇辦法做達到嗰個義。
I don't know if you guys are very familiar with Buddhist culture because we're Chinese, right?
佛教嘅，我唔知你哋熟唔熟悉佛教。
When I was in New York, I ministered to a lot of young people whose families are all Buddhists.And because of that, I encounter a lot of parents. I try to witness to them. In my Chinese, I try my best to witness to them. And then when they have somebody who died, the gorgeous son, right? That I'll go to the funeral services. No Chinese pastor will go to funeral services. They won't do it in New York. There's a standard procedure. I'm the only one that I know that will go.
很多人人過身之後咧，啲人都唔會去嗰啲殯儀嘅地方嘅。
And so much so that these funeral directors know me pretty well. Oh, this is hey, 佛教喎， you're like no problem, you know. They just mix it up, you know, Christian, Buddhist, whatever, right?
通常都係牧師一個去，咁佢同啲殯儀館好熟啦，去親都話，佛教啊、基督教啊，都撈埋一齊。
And there it is. You know, in the Buddhist funeral, and people are crying. Sometimes they hire professional criers. They pay the money.
喺佛教裏面啲孝子喺度喊，有啲時要。
Most of the time, the family can cry enough, but they really do hire these professional choirs and monks.
有啲專業孝子都係請嚟喊嘅，喺嗰啲殯儀館嗰度。
And essentially, they go there and they try every which way to be saved.
佢哋就係希望用盡辦法嚟到得到救贖。
Now they don't know where the family went. They have guesses, but they figured this. You know, I already told you this before. They always have a little big urn in the middle, right? You know that one. And they burn things in it. So they usually burn money.
Yeah.
But sometimes now they burn Mercedes and they burn Jaguars and those things too, right? Yeah, I say this and I said enough time. I always say, tell people, especially non-Chinese people, I say Chinese are superstitious, but they're not stupid. They don't burn real money. They don't burn real Mercedes. They just get these paper ones. I still don't understand how we Chinese people, being so smart that we are, right? Straight A students and everything. How do we think that burning money is like a Western Union wire to the other side? I just don't understand it. And why would the other side store take money that's not real? You know, I just think Chinese people are too smart for that. But never mind that. So, you know, they earn it. They want to do that. They want to make sure that my dead sister has plenty of money to go dim sum, you know, whatever he wants to do. Because it's hard for us to say it's for free. The salvation is the grace of God. We don't understand it. We have to work for it, right? But the Bible says it is for free. It is the righteousness of God. Not yours, not mine, His. And we need it because for all have sinned and fall short. We can't get there. Doesn't matter how often we dedicate our babies and children at the temple. It doesn't matter how many of those, you know, bison, urine, you know, stuff that we do all day. It doesn't matter. It doesn't help. It doesn't give us the righteousness we need. And then go on, but the righteousness is given, being justified as gift by His grace, in verse 24. That's the only way it comes. You can't do it. I had a story of one of my staff a long time ago. He was going to India because he was in charge of the Indian congregation that we had. And he was flying to India, and he sat next to a person who was also from New York. Actually, he was the owner of the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square. If you ever been to Times Square, you see that. It's a big, very expensive restaurant. And in that restaurant, you know, this guy decided he's going to go to India. He had his deeds and everything. He's going to give this deed, the ownership of this cafe, which is multi-million dollars worth, to somebody in India. The reason is because he wants to be following a guru there. He wants to earn his way into this kind of discipleship. You say, why would he want to give up such so much money and valuable to somebody in India? Well, this Indian guru is a very famous guru. He was a Hindu. His name is Sai Baba. And this is what he could do. Now, I haven't followed him the last 5-10 years. I'm not sure exactly what he can do now. But back then, in the news everywhere, he can do these things. He had the power to, what is the phrase for it? To just make something come. Just like that. And then out in thin air, he'll just, and a diamond will come.
他可以無中生有，手一指就有啲鑽石咁樣去變出嚟。
He can just make things happen, you know, out of nothing into something.
就可以無中生有。
So this guy thought, "Whoa, that must be a true religion. That's a real religion."
咁呢個人就以為啊，真係真嘅，真係。
And so I want to follow it. So he brought his deeds to give it to him.
所以佢就將佢嘅契約拎出嚟，就想跟隨佢。
Can you imagine that?
你可唔可以想象到呢樣嘢
？See, people will believe in that stuff.
點解人會相信呢啲咁嘅嘢嘅咧？
Because they say, if I give this to them, I get in.
如果我將呢樣嘢俾咗佢，我就可以成為佢嘅門徒啦。
But when we tell them that Jesus loves you and that you can receive salvation by faith, we don't believe it.
如果我哋話俾人聽，你可以因信稱義，佢就可能又唔信咯。
But we need to know that it is a gift.
但係我哋要知道呢個係一個神嘅恩典。
So when you tell your friends and family who are not believers.
如果你話俾你嘅親戚朋友聽
，tell them that this is a gift that God has given to you。
呢個係神賜俾我哋嘅恩典嘅禮物。
If they're Buddhist, they're gonna say they're 傻嘅，唔聽你嘅。But don't worry, listen to you or something. That's stupid. We never heard of such a stupid thing, right?
因為佛教徒可能話你係傻嘅，都從來都冇不勞而獲嘅嘢嘅。
Because in the Buddhist religion, in the other religions of this world, you have to earn it. You have to do something for it.
喺呢個世界嘅宗教裏面，你真係要做啲嘢先可以得救嘅。
But no, it's given. The last thing I want to share with you is that it's very costly. Just because it's free for you and for me doesn't mean it costs nothing. In verse 25 it says, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith.
第三章第二十五節裏面，羅馬書講到神設立耶穌作挽回祭，係憑著耶穌嘅血。
The word propitiation，
挽回
，in the Greek is the word hilasterion， hilasterion。
喺希臘嚟嘅 hilasterion。
Now this word is important。
呢個好重要嘅字。
This word means satisfied。
呢個係代表獻祭，滿足。
Early in my ministry in New York, I had a situation that was just terrible, terrible. I used to pick up kids on the street, you know, I find them in the park and I drive my van and I get to know the family, they let me take the kids and bring them to church. In our church, when we had 75 people, you know, 70 of them were under the age of 18. Even when we had like 650 people, probably 500 of them were under the age of 25. So they were really young. So I would drive and pick up and go to houses, bring them to church, have Bible studies and so forth.So this one family I found, there was two sons and a daughter. Oh, they were so wild. But I took them to church and, you know, ministered with them. And eventually their parents came to church too. One day I found out something terrible happened. I found out that the girl was only 13 years old, that she got pregnant. So that's really bad, but also she got pregnant with a, and she's Chinese, the family's Chinese, with a black guy. And you know, with Chinese cultures, you know, that's even worse, right? And I don't think the parents were Christians or they're religious, and they just are furious, furious. And so I think they made her to get an abortion because she did get an abortion.Well, I didn't know any of this at the time. And then the father was so mad. So mad that she shamed the whole family. He said, the only way I'll let you back home. And she was 13 years old. She's out on the street. She can't come home. She's crying. Please, Daddy, let me come back home. Let me come back home. She said, the only thing you can do is you got to cut off your finger, your pinky. I couldn't believe it. This is all after it happened, right, that I heard. He wanted her to cut her finger. That's the only way I'll be satisfied.
真係難以相信，佢個爸爸叫佢 cut 咗隻手指尾先可以翻到屋企。
I don't know if this is a Chinese thing. I don't think so. I never heard of things like that. But this guy was obviously something's wrong with him. And she did. She cut her finger. To this day, she's missing part of her pinky. And then he let her back in. That's just horrible. But you know, I want you to understand this issue of satisfying. Don't for a moment think that God is like that. But sin must be paid for. If someone says God is a God of love, you know, he's not going to count it against you. He's wrong. Because God is a God of justice. God is a God of holiness. God is a God of righteousness. But because God is a God of love and mercy, you know what he did? He placed it on his only son, Jesus Christ. The punishment of our sin went upon him. Punishment must happen with sin. We can't bear it. We can't bear that punishment. Jesus came. And he did. But it's costly. It cost him his life. And so we need to understand how precious this gift is. When we open that gift and say, Jesus, be my Savior, all our sins' consequences were satisfied. See, hilasterion, propitiation, it satisfied God's anger and wrath upon us. And so we can stand before the throne of grace. And when he sees us, you don't have to be afraid. We are saved. Isn't that a great gift? And what else can you do or receive better than that? Now that's one thing we need to do with it. You have a gift like that, you got to tell somebody. You know, this conference I was in Pennsylvania this past weekend, people made decisions for Jesus Christ. Young Chinese people. I know their lives are different. I know they're saved. There's nothing better than that. Let's pray together. Thank you, God. Thank you so much for saving us. Thank you for saving our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.